Harper Audio presents Skeleton Canyon by J.A. Jantz, performed by C.J. Crit. Prologue. Hands on hips, youthful breasts outthrust beneath the bulk of her red and gray sweater, 17-year-old Roxanne Brianna O'Brien, captain of the Bisbee High School pep squad, tossed her long blonde hair and led her 6-member team in a strutting parade around the end of the football field. On a clear, crisp, late November night, this was the end of halftime festivities and the beginning of the third quarter in a hard-fought football game between two teams whose long-term rivalry stretched all the way back to 1906. A ragtag marching band, comprised of mismatched players from both the Bisbee and Douglas music programs, had just delivered a faltering, musically challenged performance. Now it was time for the uniformed yell squads of both schools to travel to opposite sides of the field. There, each would give an obligatory and good sportsmanlike cheer in front of the opposing team's fans. The Bisbee Pumas might have been 2 touchdowns behind at the half, but there was no sign of that in the proud carriage of their cheerleaders as they marched down the sidelines toward the part of the bleachers reserved for visiting Douglas supporters. At the 50-yard line, Brianna, who much preferred her middle name to the old-fashioned Roxanne, glanced toward the reserved seat section where her parents usually sat. David O'Brien's wheelchair was parked in the bottom aisle. As the cheerleaders paraded past out on the field, Bree noticed that her father's silvery-maned head was inclined toward his program, studying it with frowning concentration. Brianna hoped he'd raise his eyes and at least glance in her direction. She longed for some acknowledgement from her father, for some sign of parental pride or approval. As usual, David was too preoccupied with something else to bother noticing her. The same did not hold true for Bree's mother, Catherine. She smiled and nodded encouragement as her daughter went by. Catherine's beaming pride and unfailing enthusiasm were almost as hard for Bree to handle as her father's studied indifference. Under the harsh glare of the ballpark's newly installed field lights, Bree was careful not to let the hurt show through. After all, to those around her, fellow students who had elected her head cheerleader, homecoming queen, and the girl most likely to succeed, Brianna O'Brien had it all. Money, looks, and brains. Brianna alone knew the hurt and disappointment that lurked behind those outward trappings of youthful success. Leading the girls down the field, Bree kept her smiling mask carefully in place. Once at the far end of the visitor section of the stands, she stopped and waited for the other girls to find their proper places. When the line was perfectly straight, she raised her arm like a conductor, raising his baton to signal the beginning of a concert. "Ready, girls?" Bree had to shout to be heard over the rising hubbub in the stands as the teams on the field began to form up in anticipation of the second half kickoff. 2 bits, 4 bits, 6 bits, a peso, all for Douglas, stand up and say so! As the applauding Douglas fans surged to their feet, the Bisbee girls turned a series of handsprings up and down the sidelines. Then they resumed a parade stance and headed back toward their own side of the field, via the end zone holding what were now Bisbee's goalposts. The cheerleaders' backs were turned to the players on the field when a referee blew his whistle, announcing the resumption of play. The second half kickoff flew high in the air, sending the ball tumbling toward the Bulldog offensive unit, stationed at the far end of the field. 15 yards from the goal line, the ball plummeted into the waiting hands of Douglas quarterback and team captain Ignacio Salazar Ibarra. He paused for a moment, searching the field for any sign of weakness among the Bisbee defenders. Seeing a hole, he clasped the ball firmly to his chest and started down the field, deftly dodging between other players, friend and foe alike, with all the grace and agility of a fleeing white-tailed deer. As both teams rumbled down the field toward the marching cheerleaders, there was no hint on Roxanne Brianna O'Brien's shadowless face that in the next 30 seconds, her young life would be inalterably changed.